98.1 Power FM, it's Dana and Dylan with you.
So just as we head out of lockdown, a bunch of very sexy singles are about to walk into a villa in Byron to entertain us with their sheer hotness. Love Island is back on NBN tonight and host Sophie Monk joins us. Welcome to our Freedom Day show, Soph.
Oh, I know, right? Are you so excited?
So excited. I'm going to go shopping, but in person today.
Oh, how different is it?
It's completely... No, you don't have to send stuff back because it doesn't fit because it's online.
Oh, I know. The amount of stuff I bought. So I bought a wig. I got inspired by the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And it came. It was like black regrowth. It's the ugliest thing. And then I bought these the tight pants that give you like a booty.
Yeah, did they work?
I put them on. It was just empty.
Flat.
Completely. It was just sagging. Like, it was just, yeah. So
and
I'm going to get back in the stores.
I'm really lazy. When I buy stuff online, I never send it back because it's too much effort. So it just ends up costing you double.
I think they know that.
Yeah.
I think they know that, yeah.
Oh, love it, Sophie. And we also love that Love Island is back on TV. Now, can you give us a little insight into the contestants this year? They seem pretty hot and a little cocky as well.
Yes, which I love. Like, because usually, like, you kind of sit there and you're chatting to them and you're trying to get stuff out of them. I couldn't get a word in. I was
really?
I'm not sure if I'm even going to be on the first episode. They were just so filled with personality. It's already, like, hit. Like, there's already drama, there's comedy, there's romance, like, people making out. This is, like, it's only, like, 2 days in. It's crazy already.
I was watching one of the promo videos and one of the lads, Chris, says that his best asset is his calves. Now, I need to nut this out, Soph. I don't understand when guys say they've got good calves. What's attractive about a good calf?
Well, all I can relate it to is I've got bad calves. So I've got tangles. So there must be good calves because mine are like, remember Astro Boy?
Yeah.
How his legs just went straight down? Like, my thigh and my calf are the same size. It's just, like, no ankle. So I guess you can have good calves.
So, on the other hand, there's Jessica Rabbit, who has amazing calves on the other end of the cartoon spectrum.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, this year there's a show after the show, Love Island After Party, hosted by Abby Chatfield. What can we expect from that?
Well, I guess just how she is. She's going to ask everything, isn't she?
Yeah.
She doesn't hold back. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I've been reading the media this morning. She's awesome. So it's going to be very good and very, real. And she's just, getting all the truth out of them.
Do you have a favourite moment from this season with the Islanders?
Well, I've only just gone in the house and introduced them and coupled them up for the first time. That's how early it is. So, and they are out of control. Like, I was laughing. So I get to sit in the control room and it's just so much comedy, like on purpose and not on purpose, where you just, like, their conversations. It's just such an escape, this show, you know. It's that real kind of young love when... You know when you're, like, in your 20s and then you go later and, like, oh, I wouldn't do that now?
Yeah.
It's just that.
Those embarrassing moments that they won't want to look back on in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like the world's ending, don't you? You know, your first relationships and stuff. It's like, I'm never falling in love again. And, then you realise you will a billion times.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. It is back on NBN tonight after the block. Sophie Monk, thank you so much for joining us. Cannot wait to see it hit our TV screens.
Thank you, guys.